Good morning. This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Wisconsin-based Master Lock attracted national headlines and a presidential visit a few years ago when it announced it was bringing jobs back from overseas to its Milwaukee manufacturing plant.
But in more recent days, the company had a decision to make about where its new headquarters would be located. It was running out of space at its Oak Creek facility. Well, this week, the company announced its decision. The new headquarters will be located in Oak Creek, Wisconsin.
The new site will be the building formerly occupied by Caterpillar on South Howell Avenue. Mike Bauer is Master Lock's president, and he's with us in the studio. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So what went into the decision-making process surrounding where Master Lock's new headquarters will be?
Well, ultimately, it came down to we're outgrowing our current space. So our growth has caused us to add new jobs and new roles to our team in Oak Creek, and we outgrew our space. At that point, then we went through the due diligence to look, you know, at different options. We looked in the greater Milwaukee area. We looked at some of our neighboring states. And ultimately, it came down to, you know, a desire to stay in the area. We've been in Wisconsin since 1921, so that's where our heritage is. And we found what we think is really a perfect location for us. And fortunately, it's just a couple miles down the road from our current headquarters.
So what was right about the former Caterpillar site, and what will you need to do to make this suit you better?
Mm-hmm. A couple things that were right about it. Number one is, as we think about as we're growing and the talent we need, we think it's a great draw for talent for a couple reasons. Number one is the work environment as it's currently laid out. It's a more open, more inviting, team-based layout. It's equipped with a lot of current technology, which will be important for us. It's located 11 miles from downtown Milwaukee, so it's a very easy commute for those that live downtown. We're a couple miles from the airport, an Amtrak station, public transportation is really just steps away. So there's a lot of convenience factors that will impact future talent. In addition, we've been in Oak Creek for 13 years, so our associates have adjusted. You know, they've moved their families and arranged their daycare to the current location, and this allows us to not have much disruption to the current workforce.
How large an employee base do you have in Oak Creek?
Currently in Oak Creek, we have about 350 associates.
And with the move to the new headquarters, you're expecting to grow that?
The new location accommodates up to 450.
And we know that it's the corporate headquarters, but what are the kinds of jobs that exist in that in that location?
So in Oak Creek today, we have everything from finance, IT, different types of marketing. So we have product managers, brand managers, marketing communication team, mechanical engineers that help us with product development, electronics engineers, some software and app developers, human resources, supply chain, and customer service.
So, you know, beyond the fact that the facility is there and the technology in that facility is right, and I guess the idea that it is probably easier in a lot of ways to only move a couple miles down the road versus a few hundred or even a few thousand miles away. You know, what is it about the climate in Wisconsin? You know, are there things about the access to employees here? What is it about Wisconsin and the Milwaukee area that makes it a good fit for Master Lock?
I would start by saying it's been our home for 95 years. So, you know, we're very rooted in the community. We still have our primary manufacturing plant in the city of Milwaukee. So proximity to that plant is important. We do have people going back and forth to that facility and folks from that facility coming to the headquarters for different types of meetings and events and what have you. So that's important to us. The Midwest tends to have a particular lifestyle and work ethic that, you know, fits our culture. It's where we've been. It's where we want to be.
Master Lock got a lot of attention not too long ago for bringing jobs back from overseas in an era when so many jobs are moving overseas. Is that a trend that's continuing?
Yes. So several years ago, there were jobs that brought in from, I think, Asia outsourcing into the Milwaukee facility. We've maintained that volume, if you will. And then as we look at servicing our customers here domestically, we need to have a very fast and responsive supply chain. And so usually shorter is better. So when you combine the changing economics with currency and inflation and everything that's happening more in Asia than it is here, that levels the playing field and allows you to bring things back and have a shorter supply chain.
When you say shorter is better, you're talking about, you know, being able to move materials back and forth between facilities that are maybe only a few hundred miles away versus having to bring them in from overseas?
Yes, and also from the point of manufacturing to getting it into your distribution center and then from your distribution center to your customer. That whole supply chain, shorter is better. And so if you could be fast and flexible, that gives you a competitive advantage in today's market.
You were talking about the number of jobs that exist in the headquarters and also, you know, your major manufacturing facilities mm-hmm. here in Milwaukee. We do hear a lot about whether there are enough skilled workers in Wisconsin to fill jobs. Are there openings that are ongoing at Master Lock?
Absolutely. So this year alone, we've added 50 new jobs in the local area. And if you were to go on our website today, masterlock.com, there are 45 open positions, most of which are in the Oak Creek or the Milwaukee plant. So, and those jobs range from IT, customer service, finance, marketing, supply chain. It really runs the full gamut. And the plant in particular is always looking for skilled trades. That can be a scarce resource, not just in the Milwaukee area, but really across the U.S. So those jobs are always highly sought after.
And you know, I wonder, we hear a lot about companies that are sort of working with the local either technical college or education system. Is that something Master Lock does to try to make sure that there are enough skilled people in the Milwaukee area in particular, but maybe elsewhere?
We do, but there's more that we want to do, and so we have plans to do more of that, you know, in the future.
I gather this has really been a period of growth for Master Lock. What's going on in the industry? Why is this an ideal time to be in the business that you're in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've really had a nice track record over the past several years. So in 2015 alone, we finished at about $550 million, grew 15% versus the prior year. And there's a lot of things that are going right for us in order for that to happen. A big part of our business is the retail side. So think in terms of Home Depot, Lowe's, the co-ops, like an Ace, True Value, Walmart, what have you. Demand for our products in that channel has been strong. That means consumers and pros are out shopping and buying product, and that's been great for us. The commercial side of our business, which is the pro side, has also been revitalized in the past couple of years, and we're seeing growth in that channel, whereas prior to that, it was more flat than up. We're also a global company. 25% of our sales come from outside of the U.S. Our share position isn't as strong across the world as it is here domestically, so we've had nice share gains outside of the U.S. And then lastly is the integration of Century Safe. We acquired them in 2014. We've successfully kind of made one company out of two companies, and that has brought growth and new jobs to the area.
Well, and I think for a lot of people, the image they have of Master Lock is pretty much limited to a padlock sitting on a lock, maybe with a bullet going through it. Can you talk about the kinds of, you know, and I imagine that still represents a pretty substantial amount of what you make and what you sell. But what are the kinds of products that you do besides the simple padlock that locks, you know, your daughter's locker in middle school?
Right. I think our two iconic products are the black dial combination lock that most of us started with in, you know, sixth or seventh grade.
I was going to bring – I had a visual aid that I forgot to bring with me. I still have my high school lock from the 80s.
Yeah. So many people say they still remember that combination.
I do too.
Whether
yes.
they have the lock or not, but they remember the combination. The other iconic product is the laminated padlock. That's the one that was used in the commercial where the bullet went through it. In addition to that, we've really expanded the portfolio over the years. I guess the first thing I would point to is we have a fairly large safety business where we're selling safety lockout, tagout locks, as well as safety devices that manufacturers and mining companies and those types of industrial businesses use to protect their employees. I mentioned the acquisition of Century Safe. So we now have a safe portfolio, everything from small chests to fairly large floor-mounted safe products. We have somewhat of a technology shift as well. So padlocks historically have been very mechanical. Now there is a shift to electromechanical and digital. And just this past fourth quarter of last year, we launched our first Bluetooth padlock. We have an indoor version and an outdoor version. So instead of having a key or a combination, your smartphone is the device that allows the lock to open and close. It also allows you to share access with others.
I wondered about that. With so much of everything moving to digital and Bluetooth mm-hmm. technology, it only makes sense that that would be part of your portfolio as well.
Mm-hmm. We acquired American Lock back in the early 2000s, and they are more of a trade or pro-focused organization, so they have some higher security products there. We've also developed what we call high-value remote access security. Think in terms of remote cell towers for our customers like Verizon. They need to have access control and security for those devices.
Without actually having a person go out there.
Well, sometimes there are people that go out there, whether it's a maintenance individual or a contractor that needs into that area. But you need to kind of validate their credentials and prevent others from getting in. And we have electronic solutions that facilitate that. And so, again, that's part of our shift from being strictly a mechanical company to being electronics and digitally orientated as well.
What is the time frame for the move to the new headquarters?
So we take possession of the building on September 1st, and there are some retrofit things that we need to do, and we'll target to move in early 2017.
You have not started boxing up your office yet?
Not yet.
All right.
I should probably purge out some things, though.
It's a good opportunity for that.
Yes.
Well, Mike Bauer, thank you so much, and best of luck to you.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate the time.
Mike Bauer is president of Wisconsin-based Master Lock. The company announced this week that its new headquarters will be in Oak Creek, just down the road from its current headquarters. You can read more about the move at WUWM.com.
A short break now, and then a local ALS researcher puts some potentially important news about the disease into context. This is Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio.